Today's program has been brought to you by Fairway Market, like no other market, a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. For more information, visit fairwaymarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Phil Colicchio, and you are listening to The Business of the Business, the show here on the Heritage Radio Network that explores the business of the restaurant and hospitality industries. We air live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Heritage Radio Network. If you missed this broadcast, and I cannot think of a single reason why you would, you can find us archived at heritageradionetwork.org and as a podcast on iTunes. Well, let's get down to business. Once in a great while, in my world, which is representing hospitality professionals and hotels and restaurants and great ideas in the hospitality business, once in a while I come across someone who actually changes the tide of the industry, who creates a movement through vision and through passion and through focus and through trust. And that kind of trust is the trust that a person needs to have in themselves. They have to trust that their vision and their passion and their focus, which is expended, is actually invested. And it's invested in a manner that allows that person to look herself, in this case, in the mirror and say, I'm really excited. I'm really psyched about what I've created. I hope other people like it, but if they don't, that's okay because I like it, and I did what I wanted to do, and I'm proud. The hospitality business is filled with pleasers. It's filled with dreamers. Very few actually have the courage of their convictions, and that's why I'm proud to introduce Aaron McKenna to you today. Aaron is the founder of Baby Cakes NYC. Author of two successful books, and this woman actually outpaced the giants. She outpaced Kellogg. She outpaced General Mills. She outpaced Nabisco, and she established the premium gluten-free baked goods brand in our nation. Erin, good afternoon. Thank you for spending time.
That was a great intro. Thank you.
Well, it's a well-earned introduction.
Thank you.
Erin, you're a new mom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's that working?
It's actually pretty, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I always saw Baby Cakes as my baby, and I really didn't think that there was room for more. And in came this child into my life, and I actually put her first. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I never thought I would put anything before Baby Cakes, but somebody is, you know, rivaling my attention, but you know, it's a nice balance. It's great to have her at home to ground me, and then to be free during the day to continue pursuing all my, you know, passions with the bakery.
Well, that's great because speaking as a dad, I can tell you that nothing changes perspective like a new life.
Yeah,
and being a bit responsible for a new life.
Right.
And do you have the same feelings of confidence in being a mom that you do as being a businesswoman?
It's really funny. The first time, you know, when I opened Baby Cakes, I was extremely fearless. I never experienced anxiety. I was always very positive and confident, and I just didn't worry about anything. I knew the bills would get paid somehow. But once I had my daughter Halsey, I experienced panic, anxiety, stress, and I had no coping skills for these emotions. So it was on top of, you know, learning how to be a mom, it was also learning how to cope with all of these new feelings. And I've now, you know, I've gotten the hang of it, and I'm not, you know, I'm more myself, meaning like more confident and fearless with her. But yeah, I think that's been like the biggest challenge.
You know, I'm not surprised to hear you say that after some time. You realize that teaching Halsey, even at her tender age, to be fearless, is really an important part of being a mom. And you know, we're going to leave that private side of your life for a moment.
Okay.
We can bring Halsey up anytime you want to. But it's sort of the same, as you point out, it's like a child. Creating a business is sort of, it's like creating a life.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing an idea, right? Bringing that twinkle that people used to say, there's a twinkle in your eye before you had that baby. But bringing baby cakes to life was not just an idea.
Right.
Right? It was really something along the lines of, this has chosen me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, absolutely. It was, you mean like, how did baby cakes choose?
Yeah, well, the idea that one day I'm doing this for myself and the next day I'm doing it as a business.
Right. It really happened organically. And I think that's what the root of all of my decisions have been based on is, you know, what I need and what I end up doing for myself and turning that into a business. And, you know, when I learned about my food allergies and saw what was out there and available to me, it was pretty depressing. So I just started to bake at home for myself, et cetera. And then turning it into a business, there was one day before, you know, when I had the idea for baby cakes, I was trying to talk everyone I knew who had experience in restaurants, or who was a, you know, my brother was a chef. I was trying to convince him to do it.
And you had worked a bit in the restaurant.
Yeah,
industry.
I was a waitress for a long time at different restaurants around the city, but I was never in the kitchen. So I was like, somebody's got to do this. It's a great idea, you know. And then something said to me, "Why don't you do it?" And it was just this moment where I just was overwhelmed with this sense of joy and like excitement that I had never felt. And I was like, I'm just going to do this.
I find in doing what I do that a number of your colleagues, when they explain what brought them to the business, it comes out as, I didn't choose it.
Yeah.
It chose me.
Yeah. It just came to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, did you have any real formal business training as
Nothing.
Have a lemonade stand?
No. You know, I think I was always an entrepreneur at heart because I was always coming up with stupid inventions that I thought I was like, oh, I got to get a patent this.
Example.
You know, mop socks is one example.
Explain that.
And I'm not even a big cleaner. Like I'm not, you know, I'm quite a messy person, but I came up with this idea for mop socks and it was socks that had mops on the ends of it, on the bottom of it. So when you're mopping, you're not tracking your dirty shoes all over the floor. But it turns out somebody else had already patented it.
Well, I don't quite know how
they apparently
that
didn't market it. But I always had that need to invent and the need to start something for myself.
Right.
And I never found the right thing. And I wasn't necessarily looking to start a business. And I think it was a year before I opened Baby Cakes, before I had the idea, I was talking to someone and I said, I never want to own my own business. I just want to work for someone for the rest of my life because I didn't want the responsibility.
Sure.
I just wanted a paycheck. I didn't want to deal with anything. I just wanted to show up to work and then have my weekends.
What changed?
It was the idea of baby cakes and what I knew it could be and the potential, and I knew it was right for me. It was like meeting the one. You know, it was like,
yes.
It felt like falling in love, and it felt like never believing in never believing in love and then meeting someone where you just instantly fall in love with. And that's what kind of the experience I had. And I was like, I'll do anything for this.
That's a great analogy. And I want to run with that a little bit, because you opened up and almost immediately people fell in love with Baby Cakes and fell in love with Erin McKenna.
Aww.
And you had a couple, but you had a couple of big breakthroughs that anyone who starts a business could only dream of. You were named Cupcake of the Year in 2006.
Yeah.
Very early in the life of Baby Cakes.
Right.
And then Martha Stewart discovered you.
Yeah.
And really promoted both you, Erin McKenna, and Baby Cakes. Can you talk about how did the business change when that occurred? Did you go from a kind of a neighborhood place that some people knew about? It was a fun secret, my club.
Yeah, it was very much where we were located was, you know, this block in the Lower East Side that really had no businesses except for one really excellent Mexican restaurant called Barrio Chino.
Yeah, and it's sort of kind of like Chinatown, little.
Yeah, my landlord was trying, actually before I signed the lease, was trying to talk me out, almost starting to talk me out of it. He's like, you know, you realize you can roll a bowling ball down the sidewalk, you're not going to hit anybody for, you know, in the winter. But it was one of those places that everyone kind of thought was their secret. And that's what, you know, we liked that feeling and we liked to give people that feeling. Like it was just kind of an underground sort of like place that people knew about. And then when we got, the New York Magazine, Best Cupcake Award, everyone in the city,
it wasn't the best gluten-free.
No, it was just across the board. Yeah. Which was shocking to me.
It was the height of the cupcake.
Yeah.
Infatuation.
Yes,
in New York,
yes. And everyone, I was prepared because I worked in so many restaurants. I knew that everyone in the city was going to come down to try it. I knew it was going to be busy that weekend. And I had some friends come in to help out behind the counter. And I said, this is a temporary work. You know, everyone's going to come down. They're going to want to try it and say why it sucks. And then they'll never come back just because that's how people are. Yeah. But everyone came down and they kept coming back. And every Saturday to this day, I'm just shocked. Wow. When there's a line around the corner for the bakery, I just, it's amazing.
Well, it's it's extraordinary to become an icon. And you may not embrace the word, but I've seen enough. And I can tell you that that's what Baby Cakes has become. And I think that's what you're... contribution to Baby Cakes is I happen to know that you've got an extraordinary sense of style, an extraordinary sense of fashion, and that's clearly part of what you bring to the table. It's not just, you know, mixing coconut oil and specialty product.
Right.
And I promised myself we wouldn't talk about what goes into the cupcakes because that's not what the show's about.
Right.
But you bring that, you know, that different sense. It's a sense of a wink to the people who come in that says, we're here, we're going to have fun, you're going to have fun,
right?
And we're going to eat some good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to put it to music and we're going to dress it up.
Yeah.
Right? Is that part of the growth strategy of the company?
Absolutely. It's, I think that what was lacking for me and what inspired me to open Baby Cakes was that everything out there was really quite depressing as far as the experience when you're eating something gluten-free or, you know, going somewhere that offered it. It was just like, oh, the energy was so low and it was always dark and kind of dank and a little too hippie-ish. And I wanted the fact that it was gluten-free, you know, vegan, et cetera, to just be like, a perk of this bakery.
Right.
Like, oh, it's fun and it's cute.
We're talking to Erin McKenna, the founder and inspiration behind Baby Cakes NYC. We're here on the Heritage Radio Network. And when we come back, I'm going to give Erin a chance to ask me a question or two if she wants to. But we're looking forward to coming back. Here's a break from our sponsor. And Erin, relax a little bit.
So far, support the network and become a member. Membership helps us bring you the best food radio in the world and gives you access to thousands of dollars in discounts at the sustainably minded businesses that support us. To become a member, visit heritageradionetwork.org today.
Business is movement and location by the Punch Brothers. You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
But don't do it for anything but the thrill of movement.
Hi, I'm Steve Jenkins from Fairway Markets. I've devoted my idiot career to the old ways, the old recipes, the old tools, the old geography of where serious foods come from for centuries. And I've strived to make these wonderful things available to New Yorkers for 37 years. So it's a fait accompli for us to support Heritage Radio Network. And I hope you will too, and I hope you'll keep tuning in. For more information, please visit fairwaymarket.com.
Hey guys, we're back on the Heritage Radio Network. org. I'm here with Erin McKenna, the founder of Baby Cakes. We just took a nice little break there. Thank you, Jack, for waking us back up. And you heard the Punch Brothers, Movement and Location, from their most recent release, Who's Feeling Young Now? Love those guys. If you get the chance when they're back in New York, right now they're touring in Europe, please go see them. They're life changers, much like my friend Erin here. So, Erin, you didn't think you were born to be an icon. You told us that. But because you really did sort of outpace what has become a corporate movement,
right.
How do you feel about that? You really were a pioneer,
yes,
in this. And we see now gluten-free everything.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Do you feel like you made a contribution, or do you feel like somebody ran over you with a truck?
There are a couple of big name bakeries out there, monster bakeries that have started to copy what we've done, and it's annoying. It's like, yeah, you know, just I stay in my lane, and I think that they should stay in their lane. That's kind of my attitude, but it's fine. I know that they're doing it in a different way, but they definitely are seeing it as they're money driven. You know, they want to do it to make more money, and I never was doing it for money. So it kind of irritates me in that way. I think with the big brands like General Mills and, you know, Duncan Hines doing a mix, I think that is actually a service to the gluten-free community.
Right.
So I feel happy for that. And I feel happy that people have a convenient option.
Right.
It's, you know, I obviously would do it different. I'd probably do it a little bit healthier, but...
Well, you know, that's funny because I think for a long time, gluten-free was equated with, you know, health and weight loss and... Mm-hmm. We know that that's really not necessarily the case. It's dealing with particular allergies.
Yeah.
But I know that you don't begrudge General Mills from making a profit. You're in the business to make a profit. You're growing your business.
Yeah.
You've expanded to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been a welcoming community for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that, you know, Los Angeles has really embraced Baby Cakes and loves it. Also, you know, being in downtown Disney,
In Orlando,
it's been huge for us. And
when you told me about that, a couple of years ago, I sensed from you was a real opportunity, because so many people visit Disney.
Yes,
it was a real opportunity to showcase how to do something great, in a fun way.
Yeah.
Has it worked out the way you'd hoped?
No.
Tell me. You know what? Sometimes you can't succeed unless you fail. My dad used to say sometimes you got to go south to get north.
Well, I mean, I definitely saw it different. There's just a few things that we haven't been able to do in Disney that we do in the other bakeries, which is, you know, wear our uniforms, which for me, I guess that's a big deal for me.
Sure. Does Disney require you to have a dress code that is theirs?
It's, you know, everything has to be approved by them. So, right. You know, they want the girls wearing white chef coats. So that's what they're wearing. And mm-hmm. I guess for me, that kind of killed a little bit of it. But the good is outweighing the bad. I don't want to say anything really negative. I just...
you're not.
It didn't work out in the way that I imagined. Because in my fantasy land, we were on Main Street in Disney World, you know, in our uniforms, but with like bigger, puffier shoulders,
right.
And like,
well, that's a vision.
Bigger bows in the hair,
right? But that's called a vision. So, your takeaway from that seems to be that as you grow, you're going to
compromise,
but also express your vision,
right,
in a way that everyone can understand it, and that just like a great preparation in a restaurant that might include foie gras. It's not for everyone.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And if you're happy, with your product and you're happy with your positioning of your product, you're going to stick with it.
Right.
So speaking of sticking with it, mm-hmm. you've been approached by some pretty large companies mm-hmm. to sort of become their brand. And
right.
you've resisted that.
Yes.
Why? I mean, that seems to be the dream of many people, to create a business and then have a bigger business buy it. Why isn't that your dream?
I guess that I just have been going off of my intuition with certain companies. Like, if it's screaming no when they walk through the door, I just say no and I lock up. Mm-hmm. I've slowly been, thinking about expanding in that way, but I think it just has to happen, like I said, organically and in baby steps.
Baby steps,
yeah.
For Baby Cakes. We're with Aaron McKenna, the founder of Baby Cakes NYC, a true pioneer in the gluten-free baked goods industry. She's got some new products.
Yes.
Pretzels?
Pretzels, yes.
Waffles?
Yeah. Waffles, sandwich bread. Those are all, we just launched our app.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So I hope, is the app working out better than the Disney project?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything that I wanted it to be and more. And it's, I don't know if anyone really understands exactly what an app is. And
well, feel free. Now's your chance, Aaron. Your public awaits.
My interpretation of an app is a bunch of fun baking videos with people in the industry that I love,
right.
And having fun baking, sharing recipes, and shopping lists, and it's just like an art project.
If you go to the Baby Cakes website,
yeah. BabyCakesNYC.com.
BabyCakesNYC.com. You can get a look at the app. And I strongly encourage you to go to the videos that are on the website. And you can see the scope and breadth that is Aaron McKenna and that is Baby Cakes. I each time I see the videos, I wonder when Baby Cakes the movie will be coming out.
Right.
Have you thought about going into television, and have you thought about taking this into a direction that is more media focused than product focused?
I mean, if I was able to do a show exactly how I envision, the app is exactly what a show I would want to do would look like. But I've been approached to do shows like on Food Network, more of the competition shows,
right.
Which I don't do. Mm-hmm. But if it was the right, if I knew that I had a lot of control creatively in the process,
right,
I'd be open to it. But I'm not like salivating to get a show.
And
turned a lot of them down.
for you folks listening, if you go to BabyCakesNYC.com and you do look at the videos, you'll get a sense of what Erin is really talking about, because these are her visions, and they are beautifully filmed, professionally produced, and quite humorous. You know, the ladies, the icing goes on the top of the cupcake video, yeah. I know, has gotten around.
I know. It wasn't meant to be what it turned into, but well.
It's not quite soft porn, but I would say that it is certainly a stimulating video for anybody who'd like to watch it. Great dancing, great moves.
Yeah, thank you.
On your part there.
Thanks.
So where does it go now? Where does it go? You are not a person who sits still.
No.
You've got a lot of creative energy. Is Baby Cake still something that holds your attention?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the reason why is because, like you said, I can't stand still. So I'm constantly expanding it and pushing it in all different areas, like, you know, new stores or the app. And like, once the app is done, I'm like, I need another project. So we're doing another cookbook. And then once that's done, you know, we're looking products and uniforms and, you know, just anything that I can get my hands on.
Great design. Will you be designing more?
Yeah. And I actually have someone who's working with me, Wendy from Built by Wendy.
Right.
On different merchandise.
Well, I know that you've got merchandise for sale,
yeah,
at the store and on your website. I think what are the big sellers?
Definitely the cake mix, yep, is a huge seller, and the frosting, and then the cookies.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I once we do start selling the uniforms, I know those are going to be big.
Well, the uniforms are great. Why don't you describe them a little bit to somebody who hasn't?
Well, they're just like pink uniforms with little white collars. They used to be pinstripe. We have a different version every year, but they're kind of like a old waitress uniform from the 20s or 30s, but modernized.
Part of the Baby Cakes ethos, right?
Yes,
that's terrific.
Yeah,
Erin, when I have people on the show who have been even a little bit successful,
mm-hmm,
I ask them to share a little bit of why they think they got lucky, why they think they were the ones. And there are people who listen to the show who want to do what you do. They want to own a business.
Mm-hmm.
They want to own a business where there's creativity involved and where there's some risk. One of the things that I've seen about you and admired about you is there is clearly a sense that you are not afraid to fail. You tinker.
Right.
You stretch,
right?
You roll out and you reel back in,
right,
when something doesn't work. Can anybody do that?
I really think that it's something you're born with. If you're someone with a lot of anxiety, then it's going to be really difficult.
Right.
I'm not afraid. I'm never after riches, so I'm not afraid to spend it,
mm-hmm,
on things that I in my gut are telling me are going to be big. So I think it is just this thing in you. You can't be afraid to fail. And I've never been. And I never see anything, you know, unless I don't physically have the money to do, right, it. That's the only thing that's going to stop me.
Right. Well, I think that's great advice and great insight from a true pioneer, not just a woman-owned business, but a woman-owned business with vision, with fortitude, with staying power, with lots of growth opportunities. And I know that there's going to be a place for those mop socks somewhere in the future.
Damn it, I'm going to do those.
Well, you should. I want to thank Erin McKenna, the founder of Baby Cakes NYC. Please visit their store on Broome Street in New York. Please go to their website, babycakesnyc.com. This is Phil Colicchio signing off today with the business of the business here on heritageradionetwork.org. Thank you, producer Jack Inslee, for the great work today. And Erin, maybe we can grab a slice of pizza before we go.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. Heritage Radio Network is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.